When we started Everlane 8 years ago, we started with a simple belief, one that I really hold to be true, is that through transparency, you can educate consumers to make better decisions.
That is the voice of Everlane CEO and founder, Michael Praisman, and he'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast.
We
choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining today's Super U podcast. I am your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. I hope that all of you are staying positive and testing negative. This day's show is brought to you by Audible. So if you haven't checked out Audible, it's beautiful during the pandemic because you can get more done. That's right. You can work out or do some crazy things you've never done before, but the pandemic's forcing you to do. You can dye your hair while you're listening to a book. And guess what? My new book, The Focus Project, is out on Audible. So if you're not sick of hearing my voice, I actually did the read for The Focus Project. So if nothing else, if you need to fall asleep and you enjoy the dulcet sound and my baritone voice, then make sure you check out a copy. Listen to it on Audible. Audible by Amazon, the best way to get things done and learn at the same time. Okay, for today's show, I'm going to give a little more background than I normally do. It's a different show because today it's a small business owner. Small business, they've got about 100 to 250 people in San Francisco. It's the CEO and founder, Michael Praisman of Everlane, who I did not know, but it was a suggestion by one of our guests. So please keep those suggestions coming in. So thank you to Jonathan Probst for this great suggestion, because I know I learned a lot, not only about Michael, but most importantly about his radical business idea. So for those that don't know anything about Everlane, which included me up until a couple days ago, so Everlane is a clothes retailer, direct. They only sell digitally, but at Everlane, what they do is they want you to have the right choice to be as easy as putting on a great t-shirt, meaning that's they've partnered with the best ethical factories around the world, and they source only the finest materials, and they share those stories with you, the customer, down to the true cost of every product they make. It's a new way of doing things in the retail industry. It's called radical transparency. So think sweatshop in Vietnam, sweatshop in Thailand. They want to get rid of that, and they also want to provide higher quality at low cost, and the way they're able to do that is being fully transparent, which, as you guys know from my first book in 2009, when I talked about Socionomics, I said, hey, the future is all about trust and transparency. So I think you'll get a lot out of the radical ideas that are brought to the table here today, and they continue to grow at Everlane. So hopefully you get a lot out of today's episode. I'm not going to do too many interstitials, as you will, between each tip. So we're just going to roll through the tips. So it'll be a shorter episode than normal. But again, keep those suggestions coming in. Who do you want to hear from? And so this is a unique take because it's a smaller business. We're normally doing bigger thought leaders that everybody knows. But I think this radical idea is worth a listening for, especially for you small business owners as well. Or if you're in a big business, how do you think differently? How do you make sure you innovate? Because if you don't innovate, you die. If you're not pioneering, then you're going to get disrupted. So without further ado, here is tip number one from Everlane's CEO and founder, Michael Praisman.
I think when we started Everlane, the big thing that we came out with was we said, hey, the fashion industry is this sort of totally misunderstood. Nobody knows where their products come from, what they cost to make. And it's unlike any other industry in that way, where you just really have no understanding of whether this product is actually a higher quality than that product. And so we came out and we said, hey, we're going to tell people everything. We're going to tell them what it costs to make. We're going to tell them where it's made. We're even going to give them the detail of why it costs that much to make. And so that's been really the foundation of what we started with. And I guess the way we think about it is we say, hey, the industry has really got this major problem with it. And that's like, we always think, why is that the case? And how do we make it better?
Here's Michael with tip number two.
I think whenever you tread down a new path, you have to be somewhat naive, because otherwise you take the path that everyone else is taking. And that I think applies to all of us. We do transparent pricing, which means that you can actually see what every single thing costs us to make, which I'm sure a lot of our competitors look at. I've heard that they look at. But it made sense to us, and no one's copied it to date because they can't, because their margins are much higher. So it's sort of this benefit, and it's like you ask the question instead of why, you ask the question why not. And we tend to do that a lot. Why not? Why not just do this way and see what happens?
Tip number three.
We started with a $15 t-shirt, and now we sell a $365 bag. There are almost no brands that are able to start that low and move up the value chain. It's almost unheard of. And we didn't know if it would work, but it actually works because our value has stayed the same to the customer. So when people think, oh, a $15 t-shirt brand can't sell me a $350 bag, that doesn't make sense, I'm not gonna trust them to make that. Well, they trust, the customer trusts us because of that markup structure, and they can see that they're actually still getting value.
Soundbite number four.
When we started Everlane 8 years ago, we started with a simple belief, one that I really hold to be true, is that through transparency, you can educate consumers to make better decisions. And with that transparency, consumers who will ultimately be your customers will hold you accountable to do the right thing each and every day. We started with pricing transparency, and today customers can see the cost of everything we make, materials, duties, labor, and our margin and what they pay. Then after the collapse of Rana Plaza, we decided we really needed to do something, and we opened our factories. And customers can see exactly where every product is made. They can see the names, they can see the images, they can see the stories behind them. And through that, that holds us to be accountable.
This show's going quick. We're going to tip number five.
We found that if we keep our good quality and we do it online and we don't run sales and we really just explain to the consumer what we're doing and decrease all the marketing costs, don't work with other people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fat in the supply chain that existed. We're cutting it all out and really slimming it down and just keeping it as simple as possible. And that's worked really well.
Before we move on to tip number six, I would love to hear your thoughts on, do you think that is going to be the new norm across the board, that companies are just going to be fully transparent? They say, hey, this is what it's costing us to make. This is what we're marking it up so that we can make a profit. Here's where it comes from, basically giving you every possible detail imaginable, which is the complete opposite of the way business has been done for hundreds of years. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Also, don't hesitate to give us a rating on Spotify, iTunes, your favorite tool of choice. And obviously, if you want to give us a five, we'd love it. So anyways, without further ado, here we go on to tip number six.
So the two things, one, transparency. We believe that if we're transparent with our customer, it holds us to a higher guard. Mm-hmm. So we've walked in a factory before where some of the best brands are producing, and we said, we can't work with you because there's clothes on the floor. There's people sitting on small chairs, bent over all day for 8 hours a day like this. It's just not a pleasant experience. And two, we do a lot of auditing, and we're there 3-4 times a year with audits that are happening outside of that. And those happen 4 times a year. So we're pretty stringent on all of this stuff.
Tip number seven, and as you know, we have a Tom Brady episode because he won 7 Super Bowls. So if you want 7 tips from the GOAT, the greatest of all time, from Tom Brady, go and listen to our Super U podcast with Tom Brady. Here we are with tip number 7 from Michael Praisman.
So I think the problem with copycats is, honestly, they have no soul. And it sounds silly to say that, but when you don't have soul and you don't have a reason for why you're doing the things you're doing, you're always one step behind and you never really connect with the consumer. And I think, you know, one thing we talked about at the panel is people are looking for a connection with the brand and they're looking for trust. And so, you know, there's a brand out there in Turkey that launched called Mave Lane, which is actually, I think Mave must mean ever in Turkish, and it's literally a complete replica of our site.
Wow.
Everything. I mean, code, they stripped all the front end code, everything. But the problem is they're always going to be a step behind, and they don't actually have the reason for being that we have. And so I don't know that we worry so much about competitors, because at the end of the day, we don't, I think our biggest competitors ourselves, like us executing on what we're doing and continuing to push ourselves to tell a better story and create a better product.
All right, all right, all right. Those are today's 7 super tips brought to you by Audible. Again, feel free to check out your favorite book. If it happens to be my new book, The Focus Project, even better. But no, hopefully it helps someone out there in your life that's struggling with focus during this pandemic. Thank you for listening to today's show, the Super You Podcast, again brought to you by Audible. A special thanks to listener Jonathan Probst for recommending we go over Everlane on today's show. Also, special thanks to TechCrunch, The Business of Fashion, the Harvard College Design Club, The New School at Parsons, Mad Money, CNBC, and of course, our amazing team here at Equal Man Studios that makes the Super You Podcast possible. That's Jake Brin, that's Kelsey Gomez, Anna Maria Lozano, Reagan Bennett, and Angela Britz. Again, this is Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. Reminding all of us, until the next Super You Podcast, remember, it's not what we take from the world, it's what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super you.